Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about I Can't Find Love. Well, let's go. Yes, I'm not talking about love for me personally, because I know my loyal subscribers love me so much, and I know that much, so thank you. Yes, this is what I'm talking about, a transgender woman that can't find love. Let me bring Shim up. Yeah, this male to female Asian chick dude. Ah, wow. If I didn't know this was a tranny, I would be fooled. Yes. For me? Yeah, I would be tricked. I would fall for this. This one for me passes. And that's very disturbing and it stirs weird things in me. Why? Why? Oh, man. I got tricked before. I remember one time, I think I told the story before, where I was in line in McDonald's and I was trying to get some food and there was a chick in front of me, which I thought was a chick. But turned out to be a tranny. Oh, yeah, the joke was on me. Well, anyways, let's see what Shim has to say, right?
This is to all my trans women out there. That you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that tranny dude really looks pretty tasty. Oh, man, I need to get out more. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? Oh, jeez. Well, I'm telling you, that other tranny looks way better than this one. Just saying. But I'm not gonna do it because I'll commit seppuku.
We deserve love. We deserve such a pure love. We love so hard.
Yes, in a perfect world, we all get love. The love of the perfected person, but it doesn't happen that way. A lot of us end up to be dead, alone, and forgotten. So, but you gotta accept some things. Some things you can't change. Just saying.
And if you feel in your soul that man is not working, listen to it. Listen.
Yes, I do agree with this Decepticon. If you have a feeling in your gut that something doesn't work, it's not right, you should bounce. If someone's not treating right, you should leave. Doesn't matter if you are a tranny or if you're straight, gay, or what. Everybody deserves to be treated with dignity. But some people don't give it to you. And you should leave. Don't accept people's bullshit. Okay? It doesn't matter. Just saying.
Into it, protect yourself. These men aren't fucking shit. They're not fucking shit.
What happened with you? Did the guy find out that you were a man? Did you tell him? Or what was it? Let's find out, right?
I am so sick and tired of nurturing these broken fucking men who literally have nothing to offer but stress and heartache. I am done!
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you have to offer? Yes, you look like a female, but can you do things like a female? I'm not talking about cooking and cleaning or anything like that, but can you bear children? That's important to a lot of guys. They want to pass their genes. And with you, using your cloaca, you can't have a child with that. Just saying. What happened? They couldn't look past you being a dude in disguise? I don't know. Well, let's find out.
We may not be able to give you a fucking biological baby, but no...
Yeah, I guess he can't get past over that little hurdle, you know, having children. Yeah, that little tidbit right there. He can't get over that, so... What can you do? Adopt? Yeah, because I'm sure if he just blasts a big old water come inside your butthole, it's not gonna make a shit baby. Yeah, I'm sure there'd be a lot of gurgle and all that, but yeah, the guy wants a child, and you can't have a biological one. Adoption is a thing, but this guy might not want to adopt. Are you gonna let him fuck a chick on the side to have a so you can have a kid with that woman? I'm sure you won't like that, because that'd be technically cheating. But you know, you're cheating nature by being whatever you're doing. You know, just saying. Yes, I know we're living in a modern age where you could change all kinds of stuff, but did science advance that much where you could have kids? I don't know. Let's find out.
No matter what, the love that we give to certain people in our lives will fulfill that more than fucking blood.
Well, the beautiful thing of having a guy with you is that you both think the same way. except that this was a beautiful man, so there's that. Enjoy the big fat cock, I guess, right? I guess.
Because you know why our community has proven that time and time again. I don't need a man who is basing love off fucking science.
So you're saying fuck science? Wasn't science the thing that turned you into a woman? Really? So it's only good when it's beneficial to you, but fuck science when it doesn't suit you? Okay. I guess it's your story. You tell it the way you want, right? Oh, let's carry on.
And for that, I am done. I am done giving my love to these fucking men.
Yeah, right now I feel like that about women. But doesn't mean I'm gonna go off and fag off. I know you like that because you're gay, you know? But I'm a straight dude and I won't do that. That's just me because I don't want a hairy asshole on my dick. That's just my personal preference. But there are guys that would want that. They love the man ass. I wish I loved man ass because then it'll make my life a whole lot easier. But I don't love man ass. I'd rather not. And the smell of butthole, especially one that hasn't been washed. Oh god, no. Mommy, no. I don't want none of that. But to whoever wants that, it's all you. You enjoy and you have fun. You laugh at me because I'm going to be alone and I'm going to just, so I guess, stay in the corner and cry myself to sleep, I guess. Oh, it doesn't matter in the end of the day. Just work, concentrate on yourself, and eventually you'll find someone that does want to be with you. Yeah, just because one person treats you like shit doesn't mean everyone else would treat you like shit. Just concentrate yourself. And I don't know, maybe sooner or later your life will get better. You just gotta hold on. You'll see, it will get better. Yeah, I'm just hoping that all the shenanigans I do here puts a smile on your face. Because I think we all should be happy and smiling. I know right now the world is crappy and shitty and it does a lot of fucked up things to you. But hopefully here, these little moments that we do spend together, it smiles. Yeah, so go out there and make something of yourself. Make that money and concentrate on yourself because eventually it will get better. You'll see. You are awesome. So take care of yourself and goodbye. P.S. Stay away from galaxy gas. That's just not good for you. Just saying. Yeah, I'm going to take off the song right here because of YouTube. If you follow me on MGTOW.TV or on Rumble, you can see the thing filtered on Raw. So, laters.